behind the... There's no more coming, is there? You've not hidden anybody else behind there, no? Okay. Do you know, one of the great joys about this time of year is just the number of opportunities that we have, not just as a church, but just in general as God's people, to be able to share our faith, to be able to speak about the Christmas story. And I just have an increasing conviction that as our culture becomes more and more kind of biblically illiterate, and as kids kind of grow up generally not maybe knowing as much about the Bible, Christmas is just an incredible opportunity to be able to share with adults and with children really what Christmas is all about. And to be able to share that in a way that is relevant to them, but it is in a way that is powerful, because actually it's not something that everybody has grown up with. Many of us who are in church and many of us who have sat through many a nativity, you know, can nearly recite the readings that we would have at this time of year. But for so many, it's new. For so many, it's fresh. It's that God would come himself, and he would come in order to save his people from their sins. It is the most wonderful, glorious news. And as we gather together that tonight, that is really what we remember. Over the course of Christmas here, we've been thinking about Jesus as a complete Christmas package, really thinking about how Jesus really is everything that we need, want, and hope for Christmas. As the carol says, that, you know, all our hopes and dreams are found in thee tonight. That Jesus really is the one who encapsulates all that we need, all that we require. But you know, what we so often find is that we very quickly dive into that sense in which we think, well, I believe that. But then all the other trappings of Christmas add on to Jesus. And they allow us to have a fuller experience, a greater Christmas, a more joyful Christmas. But really, what we truly find is that when we appreciate that Jesus is all that we need, that is when we really find the true joy of Christmas. And as we think of that little baby being born in Bethlehem's manger, I want to read these words that Paul wrote to the church in Colossae. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. That little baby in the manger, he grew up to become a man. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in Jesus all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Jesus is the complete package for Christmas. He is a complete package for our lives, because of who he is. Because you see, when God sent that child in the manger, he didn't send a representative, a bit like an ambassador. He didn't send one who came, you know, independent of God with a message to speak from God. God had many of those people in the Old Testament. They were called prophets. But Jesus came as one who was greater than them. He came as God himself. God comes at Christmas. God doesn't send another human being. He sends himself. He doesn't send a sacrifice in the form of a human being, but he sends himself to be the sacrifice. Do you know, this Christmas, one of the things we've been doing at home with James is we've been kind of tracing from Genesis right the way through, just in little snippets. He's only three, so he's just picking up wee bits as he picks up, you know, the different parts of the story and as he goes through. And we thought we were doing quite well in terms of placing it all in history until he said, "Daddy, did you know Abraham when you were a little boy?" Well, thanks, son. But he's following that through, and he's seeing the different characters. And what's been so helpful for us is we've been looking and saying, you know, we often at Christmas time go back to Isaiah. We go back 700 years or so, and we look at the prophecies of the Savior. And we say, look how long we've been waiting for the Savior. But in reality, we can go even further back. We can go all the way back to the fall, all the way back to Adam and Eve, and to that promise after the fall that God makes, that there is one who is coming who will crush the head of the serpent. And we follow through the whole story of the Bible, and we see character after character after character. We see Abraham receiving the promises. We see Moses rescuing the people. We see King David on his throne. We see all of these characters coming, but none of them able to fully rescue and redeem the people. None of them able to do what is required because they are just human beings. But in Christ, God's King comes. We read those words that say, you know, "And here born in Bethlehem is Christ the Lord." We read them and they just run off the tongue. But that declaration of Christ the Lord is the most incredible declaration in the whole of history. It's the announcement that says God's King is here. The King has come. The one that was promised in Genesis who would crush the serpent. He's here. He's come. He's a baby in a manger. But he will not stay the baby in the manger. He will grow up. And he will endure Calvary's cross. Because that promise of God in Genesis said that the serpent will strike his heel. And so Jesus dies on the cross, but death does not hold him. For 3 days later, he rises again, declaring that he is God's King. The declaration of Christ the Lord in the manger is vindicated completely when the empty tomb is found. Here really is God's King. Here really is the one that has defeated death and sin and has forever defeated the devil and his powers. It's what we celebrate at Christmas. That the promise of Genesis 3, the Creator, Colossians says, the one who made all things by him and through him and for him, he becomes the recreator, the one who is making all things new, the one who is making all things right, the one that if we put our trust in him, will redeem us, having bought us at a price on the cross, and will save us from our sins, and will one day return for us and take us into his glory forever. This is the Christ that we worship at Christmas. I'm going to invite Russell to come up. Russell's going to just lead us in a song. He's going to sing a solo for us to enable us just to stop and to reflect, just to think about this Christ from the manger to the cross, ascended into heaven for you and for me.